Gone for Breakfast on Triple M, and I have Barry Urquhart on the line. He's from Marketing Focus to talk to us all things marketing. And we're going to start off with Roger Federer. Recently, I mean, he's playing the Australian Open now, but before that, he was in Perth for the Hopman Cup. He was photographed in Rottnest, or he took a selfie in Rottnest of a quokka, I think. Is that right, Barry?
That is exactly right, and then he put it on his own Facebook and Twitter pages and got exposure to something in the order of 5.3 million people, all at no cost to West Australian taxpayers, Tourism WA or the Tourism Council.
So it's a marketer's dream, isn't it, really?
Well, it really is, and I think it highlights the fact that you can have complementary sort of communication channels to the traditional mass media advertising of radio, television, print and outdoor, but... And I think this is the critical issue. It's the changing nature of that sort of exposure. Had you and I been speaking about this sort of thing 3-4 decades ago, even 20 years ago, the subject that we took most photographs of was kids, pets and the home. All of a sudden, with the, you know, the photographs inside a smartphone today, the subject most taken is moi. Myself, yeah. Selfies. Now, when Roger Federer is out there on Rottnest interacting with marsupials, which are cuddly, you know, gorgeous, and people say, my goodness, when I think of Australian wildlife, I traditionally think of, you know, redback spiders,
yes.
Poisonous snakes, white sharks, and that sort of thing. And all of a sudden, people say, he's there, I want to be there. That's a compelling message and challenge for people to start contemplating about Western Australia, Perth, regional Western Australia, and visiting our great nation and community.
Yeah, so let's use that sort of strategy. How can local businesses down here apply that? What advice would you give?
Well, I think that what we've got to do is to encourage people to think about communication and social media in particular, but having done that with their selfies and saying, hold on, here we are, we've got to first of all give them some suggestions of why they should be coming here. Now, I, you know, do seminars and conferences around the world, and I would always say to any business or community, what are you, could you, or should you be famous for?
So we've had there's a bit of social media going around with aspirants. I think it's starting to pick up now, which is very good. But for people that want to take the social media route and start advertising through social media, can you give them any tips or advice? Like, I know a lot of Facebook users don't like to be inundated with posts. So what advice could you give you to make a really meaningful post without, you know, deterring your Facebook users?
You have to recognise that 92% of social media exposure is limited to 2 seconds. Therefore, you can't get a full, complete message across. I think the sad thing that we've got with Roger Federer is here is he taking photographs of himself at Rottnest, which is a destination. He sends it out to, 5.3 million people, which ultimately generated something in the order of 619 online news articles in 45 different countries, and yet there was no follow-up or follow-through. The life expectancy and effectiveness of online communication through social media is no more than 24 hours. So it all comes back to follow-up and follow-through.
Barry Urquhart, it's been fascinating. Triple M, Sean for Breakfast.